Before you became abbot at Wat Ananda, you were practicing on your own, more or less, or at a more reclusive monastery. And how did you decide to leave Wat Kapong? Did you feel you had enough instruction from Ajahn Chah, so you wanted to practice on your own?
Yeah. I mean, I'd had periods of solitude already, and I'd been on Chugong. Paul was talking about, I wasn't quite sure. He was thinking maybe he was going to go off somewhere. So then I decided, okay, I'll go off and go through this. Actually, there's another place that's, I think, 1,000 acres of forest land along the border of Laos. And another, Ajahn Chah, these two places that he really liked, two retreat places that he really had a soft spot for. And so I went and stayed there. Spent a range of trips.